If you're dreaming of starting an online business, but are feeling overwhelmed because you don't know the right steps to take to turn your expertise into a profitable business, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to How to Start a Business, where we talk all things about business, sales, and marketing. I'm Jan Ditchfield, an award-winning business strategist, online business growth coach, and your host. And I'm here to share actionable step-by-step guidance on how to build, market, and launch a sustainable business. Each episode will give you proven business startup tips and marketing strategies to grow your sales and your impact. If you've been looking for the knowledge, tools, and confidence to achieve your dream of running a successful business that makes a massive impact in the world around you while giving you the freedom to do what makes you happy in life, then hit that subscribe button and get ready to dive into your first lesson at business school. We are talking about my favorite subject of all time, and that is how to build a website that's going to convert to sales. Your website is going to be the most essential part of your business when it comes to marketing and capturing leads. But it's also the one thing that many people put off doing or don't invest time in order to learn how to lay out a website that turns your visitors into customers. So on this episode, I'm going to walk you through how to design a website that works. First things first, your homepage is the most important part of your website, and you never get a second chance to make a good first impression. And because your homepage gets the bulk of your traffic, it's really important to lay it out in a way that will help you capture your leads and convert them to customers. Think of it as a funnel, not just something that looks pretty. There are 12 things that every homepage must have, and I'm going to break it down to discuss what they are above and below the fold. So let's define that first of all. Above the fold is the top half of your website that's first visible to somebody when they land on it without having to scroll. So whether they're using their phone or a computer, what they see the minute they land on your website is considered to be above the fold. This is where the most important parts of your website should be displayed, because you actually have less than 3 seconds to capture someone's attention and get them to stay. So you need to optimize this space of your site so they don't land and then bounce. So what goes above the fold? There are 4 things that you must have, and they are the only things that should be there. Beyond your header and your logo, which I'll talk about in a bit, your above the fold should also have a headline. And this is going to be a fluff-free 3-second statement that lets people know what your site has to offer. It should be really quick and to the point and introduces who your business is to the people who've landed on your site. And a fact is that people don't read websites. We scan them, and we actually scan them in a Z formation. So our eyes will start at the top left of the screen, run across the top, cut down to the middle, and then run across the bottom of it again. So where you place things should be dependent on that Z. And after you have your header, you want to have a subheader. And this is where you talk about what you do, who you help, and the benefits you provide to the people who work with you. In a nutshell, this is your value proposition. Just cut and paste it here. Next, you want to have a call to action above your fold. And you always want to have a call to action that encourages people to dig further into your website and moves them into the next stage of your sales funnel. Ideally, link it to something that makes them take an action, like downloading your lead magnet or booking a call with you or something else that's going to put them into your funnel. And lastly, you want to make sure you have a supporting image here. So make sure you use an image that clearly shows what you're offering, and avoid using poor quality stock images because nobody likes to look at them. If you are the brand behind your business, your face needs to be on the front of your website. And your logo doesn't count as an image that you can share here. It belongs in your header along with your menu. Let's take a look at what goes below the fold. This is everything on your homepage that you need to scroll down to read. How this is laid out is less important than making sure you have all of it captured. So feel free to take creative liberty here. What goes below the fold? Benefits. It's really important that you describe what it is you do and why it matters. And you want to be listing out benefits that people will gain by working with you. Speak to your customers using their language. Social proof. This is a great way to build trust with your ideal customers. And you want to do things by showing quotes or testimonials, use images if you can, speaking to how fantastic you are and why people loved working with you. Next, make sure you have a lead generator there, or a lead magnet as it's commonly known. So you want to include your high-value free offer on your homepage. And this is what's going to drive people to exchange their email for your offer and puts them into your sales funnel and builds your email list. You can use a pop-up button or put a bar at the top of your page, or you can actually embed your lead generator into your website. Again, how it's located on your site is way less important than ensuring you have it there. Then you want to make sure you have a secondary call to action. And while your first call to action should be above the fold, you want to have a second one further down the page. And it should be something that focuses on a secondary offer for your ideal customers to explore in case they aren't interested in the first one. You could link it to a different lead magnet. This is where you could link it to a discovery call or the ability to book it to your calendar. Just use it as a way to be able to have a second way to move people into your funnel if they want to skip the first option. Make sure you list features on your website as well. So in addition to the benefits, you want to list out some key features to your products or your services to keep your ideal customers interested and engaged. It gives them more of an idea of what's included with your offers or your services. Select a few of your key products or services and highlight them on your main page. So think about what your ICA wants and what they might be looking for. A solution to their challenge, their pain point, their desire. But don't overload this section. You want to try to keep it to 2 to 3 features tops. Also list out resources, because if people won't buy from you, by offering a free resource section, you can continue to position yourself as a thought leader and build up that know-like trust factor. This is where you can link to your blog or your podcast or your YouTube channel. Think long-form content. And make sure to also include success indicators or social media. You can always place awards or media mentions here. And if you haven't been featured anywhere, this is also a good place to display your Instagram feed. The one thing to remember, though, with social media icons on your website is to not place them in your header. You want to have them in your footer only or toward the end of the page. Because when they're at the top of the page, it invites people to click off. And now they're off your funnel and they're lost in social media and they won't return to your website. Whereas if you place them lower, it will force people to scroll to look for it, which means they'll scan as they go. And speaking of your footers, the last thing is you don't want to forget about your navigation. So your header and your footer. Make your menu bar really clear and make sure it's at the top of the page. Less is more when it comes to your menu, and try to avoid cute phrases. You want to be as clear as you possibly can. Home, about, programs, services, contact, how to work with me, anything additional that you want your clients to know. And also make sure that your footer lists your copyright. This is something you don't want to forget to include or update on January 1st of every year. With every website that I have ever built, I begin by sketching out how I want the front page to look before I even start building out the site. And your website takes time to grow and turn into something that you feel represents your business. But focus on creating a site that speaks to the heart of who you are, what you do, and how your ideal customer will benefit from working with you. And if you join me in Online Business Blueprint, I'm going to teach you in detail how to do this. Again, my very favorite thing to talk about. I hope to see you there. Are you ready to turn your expertise into the business of your dreams? Then I'm here to help. Doors are officially open to join Online Business Blueprint, the most comprehensive online training program of its kind that teaches you the strategies to build, launch, and market an online business. Online Business Blueprint will give you the knowledge, tools, and confidence you need to achieve your dream of running a successful online business while being supported every step of the way. Head to janditchfield.co/blueprint to enroll today. I'll see you there.